What is going on, guys, and welcome to episode 165 of TSP. This week, it's just us guys talking shop, the OG3. We discuss each other's events that happened in the past week, such as Bobby going to see a comedian and myself having a job flip 180 degrees. The D-Lo effect strikes again on a D-Lo lock that was everything but. Joe discusses some barbecue. Our WWE insider for TSP, Bobby Hall, fills us in on all the deets on The Rock's surprise return. We go around the mill this week with the Super Bowl prediction. We pay our respects to the legend Carl Weathers. I tried the double Big Mac as it made its return to McDonald's. And how much money did Ohio gamblers spend in 2023? And we wrap it all up with our newest segment, TSP Tiers. This week, we rank and tier China buffet items. All this and a whole lot more on 165 of TSP. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to smash that subscribe button, like button, and comment down below of any kind of suggestions, maybe of TSP tiers we'd like to see us tier in the future. And be sure to give us a follow on X, Instagram, and TikTok. That's at TSP_2019. Hope you all have a wonderful week, and as always, enjoy the show.
You are now tuned in. 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 You are now tuned in to the TSP. Got the game in our hand like a PSP. Bob Dylan Joe, one hell of a show. All the mother podcasts, let it go. That y'all recording, boring, got a snoring. TSP hitting like tea early in the morning. Been doing all things since 2019. Pay respect, bow down, baby, kiss the ring. Take a second, enjoy the moment. You witnessing greatness. Still welcome if you new, forgiving your lateness. You streaming in your car, then let it ride. If you on the YouTube, like the video, subscribe.
And that's a yes, Erski. TSP episode 165, 165, 165, however you want to call it. That's what we're on this week. I am your host, Bobby Hall. And with me, as always, my call was Dylan the Savage and Joe the Greek, baby. What's happening?
Oh, my Lord.
Whoa. Taking us back to the early 2000s with that fisheye lens.
I was about to watch a skateboarding highlight video.
That was like, that's that punk music video vibe.
Fucking A. Hey, look at you draped out, repping the team this week. And that's A. Hey, that's DYLF, okay, in case you somehow forgot. Let's go. Oh, baby, he's here. Ready to rock?
Where's yours at?
That slitty feeling, baby.
I have no shirt underneath this, but I'll take this off.
Please don't. We're going to get demonetized on YouTube.
It's cold down here, so I'd rather not, but I will.
That's what, yeah. Pew, pew.
How the fuck is it going?
Hey, Dylan, it's good to see you, man. You know, you just discussed with us that you're back walking with us, daywalkers, man. And it's a little polarizing, I guess, for you.
Yeah.
Although we think that after a few weeks, you'll begin to appreciate it.
I mean, it's a paycheck at the end of the day. Still have a job. Just it's the switching back and forth. Once you get into like a routine on the third shift, you know, you have like your shit you got going on and how you do things and the way you want to go about it. And they turn it up on your head there for you and say, hey, you got 2 days to switch your life around because you'll be doing a full 180 going into your next week, going to day shift. So it is what it is. I don't think the work's much harder or anything like that. It's not hard work. It's just the time you got to do. It kind of kills your day, kills the vibe. See the family a little bit less, but we'll make it work. We'll make it work.
I think it'll equate out. I think you'll notice that it'll balance itself out. Especially
yes.
You know, especially when you're hanging out with them and you're not in zombie mode, when you're fully like
nope.
awake and shit. Yeah. So, but yeah, man, it was a solid week, you know, for the most part. Anxiety started to kick my ass a little bit, like early midweek, but I don't know, man, that Thursday we got sun for like the first time.
Dude, month. It was so nice.
It was just like, it changed, it like turned my whole mood around, man. It's just crazy what, you know, can do when the sun pops out in your face.
It's like 50 degrees where I'm at.
Yeah, man. It was
46 really nice. Or something.
And you just realized, like, and then you didn't really, it just was, you were so used to it that you didn't realize it was fucking cloudy for like a month straight.
This ain't so bad.
It was fucking Great Britain type shit, but it finally popped out, and next week is going to be another pretty good one, I think, for the most part. I mean, hitting 40s, 50s, even almost 60s next week. And I think we'll have solid weather for the big trip next Saturday. So it's going to be good stuff, man. Really,
I'm going to say it right now. I like global warming. I do.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll be all right. I think our kids might even be okay. I don't know about any part of our lineage beyond that point, but
I don't think you really got to worry about getting too warm, right? Because we got plenty of mountains. Getting too cold is the problem, I think. You start freezing up and shit. You know, just you might not have Florida anymore, which is probably a good thing. Well, you'll be all right. Move a little more inland. Imagine if like Tennessee was the new beach. You know, be all right.
Maybe just eventually the U.S. will just break off into like three or four different countries. Maybe we'll like join Ohio, like the Midwest and shit. We'll break off, you know, and be a part of Canada or something. Maybe.
Don't you ever say that again.
And then like Florida and all those southern states can go do their own, be in their own fucking area of the earth that no one wants to go to.
That'd be pretty wild, dude.
We'll see though. I mean, I'm just waiting for it. Like February, we just got into February, so I know we're going to get hit with another week. It's just some fucking cold ass bullshit. That's just what happens every year. But
or what about January though? January had been like the longest fucking month of my life.
Yeah, no shit.
Like we're just now getting to February.
I mean, it was just nonstop. We were getting all the elements: snow, rain. We got fog for like a week and a half straight, which was a new one. Like that's.
I don't know where you were at. Was that Wednesday or Thursday, whatever day it was, where it was foggy? It started to snow at the same time where I was at. I was up in Adrian, Michigan, and it was just foggy and fucking snowy. I don't know you could even do that. Bunch of horse shit, honestly.
Yeah, man.
You experienced at least three of the four seasons that month.
Ohio weather is just, it's like no other, that's for sure.
It's fucking bullshit.
And then it like rained for a week straight.
Yeah, dude, it's depressing as fuck.
It was a new thing. And 1 week it was like Arctic cold. The second week was snow. Third/fourth week was fog. And then we got rain. And then finally the fucking sun decided to pop out. It's kind of cold again today, but like I said, it'll warm up, man. But yeah, big week. Wednesday, I'm going to a little local wrestling show with a former guest from the show, Todd Young. So that'll be fun over there at the Ottawa County Fairgrounds right by my crib. So that'd be cool. And then Saturday's the big TSP trip. Be us three. And then I think Lil Jax will be joining us. So the boys trip.
You can hold the camera.
Man. Rolling up into luxury, man.
Are we vlogging this? Is it gonna be a TSP vlog?
I thought about doing that. I gotta figure out what the fuck. I don't know if like should I just record several different videos and then you just fucking plug them together?
Yep.
Or I just don't know. I was thinking about asking Walt or Remy about it, see what the fuck I need to do. But yeah, that was definitely the plan. Or try to. Probably be shitty, but
you gotta vlog the trip, gotta vlog picking up our ride. Ride that we were renting. Yeah. Vlog that experience, vlog picking me up.
You're getting the most luxurious fucking treatment, man. You're getting picked up by this fucking luxury vehicle.
You know how hard it is to
drive to the driver's house.
It sucks, dude, because I try to find something ridiculous. Like, oh, man, do they even have Hummer limos anymore? Just driving out in a Hummer limo like a fucking idiot.
Tesla truck. Cop in.
Yeah. As it drives away. That's fucking stupid.
All black SUV. I'm gonna look like I get picked up by like the Secret Service and tinted out windows.
Yeah, you gonna hold my gun? Like,
what the fuck's this guy doing?
Like, this dude just got taken away by the fucking.
He's gone all night.
Shirt off when he mows the lawn. He's always done some weird shit.
I have, man. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. You're the one that was like weird about it. Remember, I brought it up on here.
Yeah, because I mean, like, I ain't trying to cause no divorces amongst the cul-de-sac. You know what I'm saying? You see fucking young Dilf out there, DYLF, mowing with the fucking shirt off. They're going to be contemplating the guy they're with.
You know, they're probably like, doesn't he know it's
maybe Jim era, you know, Jay Uice era. That's a different story, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No one would be able to just be covered in water. You know what I mean? Or whatever.
That poor guy doesn't know it's an ozone action day.
Poor James wouldn't be able to keep up. You know what I'm saying?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, baby. Yeah.
So dumb. I'm fucking dumb.
Yeah.
It's facts, though.
Can't argue it.
No, I'm time, not man. There anymore.
I want to come back next week with some fucking just millions of sauces, some candies.
That's what I'm excited about.
Some treats.
Shopping cart full of barbecue sauces.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back empty-handed.
That's your goal?
It's the test of will.
You're going to buy something stupid, I can tell already. Yeah,
why would you want to do that?
Why don't we just save time and not pick his ass up?
Will do that on shit. FanDuel. Don't do that, Jungle Gems.
Oh, come on, man.
This fucking guy. Yeah, no shit. Keep off FanDuel instead.
No, I'll get something.
You could use whatever money you're going to piss away on that on the Jungle Gems trip.
Tell you what, if I hit a good parlay, I might be able to buy more than just sauces.
Here it goes. Here it fucking goes. My 35 leg parlay on boys' 8th grade basketball has got to hit.
Should we talk about the lock of the week, Dylan? Because, like I said, it just was the most Dylan esque thing to maybe happen in a while.
Yeah, I mean, like, it happens.
Miles Bridges, was that? That's his name? Michael?
I believe so, yeah. Miles Bridges.
Yeah. The Hornets. I see you tweet out, and he texted me as well, that he had just been smacking the unders for last maybe, what, 9 out of 10, I want to say, or something like that.
It was and, 23 the last 25, 24 the last
25. His PRA was just huge for what he was averaging, but come to find out, LaMelo Ball was out, but I was following your lead, and you still felt confident what was going on, and he had what seemed to be a career night.
He did.
It's crazy.
Fucking career night. I mean,
how do you do it? How do you do it? I guess.
I mean, I wasn't the only one, as you saw. I didn't.
No,
see it.
That was unique. Yeah, I was an idiot. Once I started seeing that, like, everyone in the fucking world was on this, including that calling our shot, fucking bozo. I should have fucking like hedged or something, but I just let it ride. And just watched them rack them up.
I think, did everything else in your parlay hit?
For the first like three, no, I think Jared Allen missed by like 2 points or something.
Nice. I don't feel as bad then.
So. Donovan Mitchell did his fucking job because he's just been on fire lately. Cavs have been on fire, to be honest, but
be good.
But no, so I mean, yeah, I would have probably lost either way, but still, it was just to see this one that. And of course, there's really never like a fucking for sure, you know, quote unquote lock. I mean,
right.
Lock of the cent is 3-1. The last one I bet out, you know, got fucking mollywop because the Ravens and Chiefs just decided to stop scoring points.
Yep.
But same kind of setup. Like it started out good. The first three quarters, I would say, looked pretty solid. And then fourth, he just decided, let's go. I don't know if he looked at his phone or somebody told him, hey, the whole fucking world is against you, and then he fucking drank a bottle of Michael's stuff and then did his thing.
It's just water.
Michael's stuff. Yeah, fuck. I don't know. The lock, though, like I felt pretty confident in it. Didn't have a lock in a long time. I was like, dude, these numbers are huge. His line's at 39.5. He hasn't hit over like 37 in like over 2 months or something. And everything that I was researching on StatMuse and everything, just fucking everything, was just, even without LaMelo Ball, he wasn't getting these numbers. Like, he was averaging good minutes, but not hitting the numbers. But yeah, like you said, he had some Michael stuff, and he just went off a career game. And it was, it sucked. Because I had a pretty good way. I straight bet. I didn't parlay it like you did, but I put a hefty wager on it. I felt pretty confident in it. I mean, even what we use, like the Sporting Pros app or Betting Pros app, and like they had projections that were lower. And I mean, not like Chicago. I mean, they're a bad team, but they were a tough matchup for his position, at least like as far as scoring points and rebounds and whatnot. But at the end of the day, like you said, nothing's a sure thing, and he got a career game. And I even told you, get it at this line, 39.5. It's going to move down later today, and it did. It went down to all the way to like 35.5, 37.5 or something. So that even made me feel better about where I got the line at. It was like minus 115 at 39.5, and here he is getting 50.
It's wild, man, but that's just, you know, it wouldn't be a D'Lo lock unless some wild, goofy shit like this happened. But we move forward. At least you're not like this Book It Trent dude, who's this like online bettor that at this point his content is just the fact that he's like just such a shitty fucking bettor. Like this week, he always does these Fugazi 5 parlays. And somebody completely faded the whole motherfucker. Bet $65, won $8,000 because he fully faded this Trent dude's parlay. And there's this other guy, Hitman. He's always just straight up fading this guy's bets. And it's nuts, man. He bet on Browns. They got their ass kicked. I think all the teams he bet on in the playoffs so far, other than maybe like the Chiefs.
So he's like,
whoever he's betting is just
the ultimate villain.
He's like Super Saiyan Dylan. Yeah. Like, ascended. But now he's like moved on to just like pissing on other people's parades. Like, there's this Parlay Cafe that they were going to be, I believe, the first ones to complete the 10-day, $10 to $10,000 ladder challenge. And on the 10th day, Trent got wind of it and was like, all right, I'm gonna ride, you know, this bet. And of course, the bet fucking fails. And those guys, their ladder goes to complete shit.
What a cocksucker, dude.
There was another guy, I believe it was at Dan's AI on Twitter. He was on some crazy streak, so he rode that day's bet, and the streak failed, of course. So now he's just this like boss level dude. Like, if you're on some streak or you're on a ladder or something, like, yeah, get past him because he's just fucking
gonna find you out and fuck your shit up.
Yeah. We'll save it for the mill. But I found out this week. I was watching. I'm a big fan of the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show. I watch that pretty much every. I listen to it at work every day. And one of them found out it was Jay Crawford revealed how much money Ohio spent on sports betting in its first year, and it's astounding. It's probably more than what you're thinking of, but we're gonna save that for the mill. Sorry, I'm getting this set up, but yeah, we got through the work week, and then Friday, I mean, I was dragging a little ass, but we went and saw Stavros Halkias, me and Tori. I originally got those tickets for her birthday. We were supposed to see him in October. He got COVID, so we pushed it to this past Friday. We're at the Fillmore in Detroit. I don't know if you've been there, but that thing's like 100 years old. Like, it's just a really cool venue, and just as far as I can tell, it looks like they haven't really changed much, which is kind of adds to it. So we got to see him, but he did a 7 o'clock and a 10 o'clock show. I was able to get like floor seats at the 10 o'clock. So I was like, fuck it. I, you know, I'll kind of eat the L there a little bit. Cause on Friday I'm in fucking bed by 10 o'clock, you know, every fucking week. It's just what it is, but I'd rather, you know, to kind of push the experience up, you know, a few notches for her birthday. I got us some floor seats, and it was worth it, man. It was really cool. I think we maybe like 4 or 5 rows back, so really, really awesome seats. Damn. Plus, they supported your boy. You know, they were folding chairs. So Joe, you know, in these days for us, if you can sit in a folding chair for 3 hours and it survives,
you made it.
That's a good chair. So
Who made this? NASA? This is great.
I should have been like, does the chair come with the ticket? Did I take this?
That'd be fucked.
Dude, everybody's leaving with their chair. Awesome, man. I don't know if you've ever been to a comedy show, but they're awesome. They're really cool. It was just him and his opener. It was like a little over 2 hours. And yeah, man, I think it's my third stand-up show. I really enjoy going to those. Those are a lot of fun. Stavros, so he's just fucking hilarious, man. She's a big fan of his and watches his podcast and shit. So it was cool to catch him live, and it was a lot of fun. But the drive home was rough for your boy, I'm not gonna lie. Because I
think
by the time we got out of there, I had been up for like 22 hours, like almost a full fucking day, because I get up at 4 o'clock for work. So it was rough, but luckily at that time, like the roadways in Michigan aren't as bad as they would be really any other time. But we got, of course, like any other venue anymore, she got two Angry Orchards and I got a sugar-free Red Bull.
$168.
$35.
Jesus.
And it's the fucking little guy Red Bull, of course.
Yeah.
Hers were at least like some tall boys, two tall boys, but still, it's just fucking wild, man. What they do to you in those places. I mean, you can get the fucking Big Daddy, you know, at your local corner store joint for $4, $5 maybe. But whatever. I mean, it's nothing.
Listen, they put it in a glass, okay?
Not even. She just got the two cans.
What?
Yeah, the two cans. They gave us two cans and my little fucking baby can for 35 bones.
And then since they're in Michigan, they recycled it and made more money off you?
Right. Yeah, probably. Yeah, man.
Oh, what the fuck?
In there, like chicken tenders and fries was like $10, but I'm sure you got like two tenders and fucking six fries or something. But
and they're crinkle cut.
We ate before. So we ate before we got. Well, we ate on the way. So we just stopped at like Taco Bell. I got some gas, and then we ran through Taco Bell. The new move, man. I was just talking to Matt Smith about this because he's a big Taco Bell head. No longer getting quesadillas anymore until the price goes down, because you get the fucking $2 stacker, which I talked about, I think, 2 weeks ago, where it's basically a beef and cheese quesadilla that they don't cut, and then they just, like, fold, like, twice. You know what I mean? So it's, like, basically the same fucking shit, still, you know, put on the grill press and shit. Then all you gotta do is add the creamy jalapeno sauce, which is a quesadilla sauce, and it's, like, 70 cents. So it's, like, $2.70 for one of those. You can get two of them for the price of an actual quesadilla. So never again. So that's the move. That's what I did. Got one of them. And then those double crunch tacos, those are just fucking a delight for $2.
That's the one with the beans on it.
I don't think so. It's the one that's got like the tortilla strips in it, so it's kind of like like a double
I'm thinking decker. The double decker one. I'm thinking of that. It's got basically beans
it
on
seems
it
like a double decker minus like the little cheese between the shells, and then there's the tortilla strips, $2. So T-Bell, like I said, man, they were fuckos of the year in 2023, but so far in 24, they're making some moves. And yeah, man, it just seems like they put more shit in them stackers too. Maybe it just
man,
feels that way.
Don't give them credit. You're making the moves. You're out here changing your whole order.
I guess that's true. That is fair, but at least I got the options now. Previously, it's like I'm either going to take a fist up the ass or I'm not getting Taco Bell.
Jesus Christ.
At least now Jesus I can Christ. Move that fist up. Ain't that right, D-Lo? You got to lube it up before you just fucking take the whole nuck.
Yes, sir. Elbow deep.
Oh, baby.
Elbow. Yes, God damn.
But it was cool, man. There was this dude outside the fucking Fillmore after the show just absolutely blaring this horn connected to the speaker playing Halsey. It was great, man. I love downtown Detroit.
Dude, it's a sketchy ass place, man.
Downtown's not bad. I mean, you get not too far outside there, you see some shit, but it's kind of underrated, man. I think it's a pretty cool area. Baseball park, like Ford Field, like the whole just little
that central little spot. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they got that Texas Day Brazil over there that I fucking love, that Brazilian steakhouse.
Well, we also got cops there. Every corner. No, I've never been there.
You gotta go. Well, it may be a waste of money for you now, but
I'll fucking just
basically
go.
They sit there. It was when I went last. Probably it's probably double the price. Now who the fuck knows? But it was $45 a plate previously. You show up, they give you this fucking card. Green on one side, red on the other. Flip that bitch to green. These motherfuckers are just gonna keep coming up to your table. Pork, lamb, fucking beef, steaks, chicken, cutting it nonstop until you flip that bitch to red. It's awesome, dude. And then they got this little fucking like salad up there. Couple yeah. different scoops, lobster bisque, all your different sides. I've been there a while. Like, yeah, oh, dude, yeah. Not, I mean, they just keep fucking showing up.
That's funny, dude. It's
amazing. And then they give you these fried plantains. They're like a palate cleanser. They fucking, they're like almost a dessert. They taste so fucking good.
Little baby nanner.
I've talked about it a few times on this podcast, but that place is like, man, it's so good.
They have one in Columbus.
Probably, yeah. I mean, like they're pretty
$50 a person for all you.
It's, I mean, worth it, especially when you're, you know, fat fuck like myself. You're gonna definitely get fucking.
Jesus Christ,
you're gonna get sweaty.
Yeah, you're gonna get sweaty. Yeah, absolutely. Oof. Yeah, and that'd be a great time to have a fucking personal driver because driving home,
yeah,
you fucking just keel
knocked
over
out. One, oh, you know,
yeah,
I'm gonna Ralph.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste this money, so I'm going to fight it.
I don't think your boy's going to be going to see Justin Timberlake. Now we're talking about shows and those prices.
How much is it?
Dropped, and it's wild.
What, $200 a pop or more?
$200 for absolute worst seats.
Fuck you, for real?
Yeah, $200 a pop. That's not even
Drake
including
and J. Cole are coming to Cleveland in a few weeks, and I think it's probably about the same. I wanted to go to that bad, but
if you want like
$200 to be in the fucking concession stand line,
somebody like because somebody posted a picture. They're at the Royal Rumble a few weeks ago, and they were like at the fucking sky high top. Somebody tweeted and he said, "Hey man, you watching that shit with Eddie Guerrero?"
Oh no! Funny, man.
If you're watching that with fucking Sting up in the rafters.
Yeah,
yeah. Like it's an like, that's fuck, man.
I don't know. Like a sporting event for sure. I would rather be at home 10 out of 10 times and sit at the top of the top.
Well, yeah, I mean, what's the point? Really the point? I mean, yeah. You get a little bit of atmosphere. Ooh.
Yeah,
concert,
I mean,
yeah. Concert's kind of, I don't know, a little different, but
lower bowl. Yeah. It was like $600-$700 a ticket for just lower bowl seating. You're not even on the floor yet.
Yeah, you're still that's in a crazy. Shitty spot. Crammed next to some other assholes.
Like, under a savings on
WWE Raw coming to the Huntington in June.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told floor seats are like 90, which isn't too bad. So
now, I'm not a big wrestling fan, but I wouldn't mind going to one of their shows. I'm sure they put on a good entertainment.
Yeah, especially, I mean, the Huntington is what, maybe 5,000 seater? I think.
Not a bad seat in that place.
So exactly. So there's not a bad seat even if you're in the upper shit.
Yeah, because what we went to the Walleye game last Saturday, and we weren't like in the crazy seats, but I mean we're like middle of the way. It was nice. I don't think there was a bad seat, like you said.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
Been there for Disney on Ice.
They're fun, man. Except I hate when some of them guys come out to like pyro and shit. Fuck, dude. If you're not paying attention, man, they're fucking shit your goddamn pants. It's so fucking loud in there, dude. Hate it.
Are you gonna be headphone dead? You and Jackson there on camera wearing headphones.
But yeah, I think that's gonna be the move, man. There hasn't been a WWE Raw in like 15 years, 14 years. It's always been like SmackDown.
What's the difference? Raw's like the Monday Night Raw, and then Republican. Yeah. What?
And then SmackDown's Democrat.
Blue and red.
Yeah.
Anyways, is it like
libs go to SmackDown?
The fuck up, God.
You got to be triple vaxxed to go to SmackDown.
And masked up.
Being a SmackDown, didn't The Rock make an appearance?
Yeah, that's been a big fucking deal in the wrestling community.
What's the difference? I mean, I don't understand. Let her roll, baby.
You can't say it's a big fucking deal. Yeah. Go ahead.
Cody Rhodes, who's like basically like their top fucking good guy right now, he just won the Royal Rumble. twice in a row. He won last year. Challenged Roman Reigns, who's been champ for like 1,200 days. He's like the fucking final boss of this shit. Lost at Mania. Just won here at this past week's Rumble. Or was it? Yeah. It was last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to challenge Roman Reigns again. It comes out SmackDown on Friday. All week he's been talking about like that he's going to make his decision on, because you have the choice between the WWE Championship or the World Heavyweight title. There's two. Raw has the World Heavyweight. SmackDown has the WWE. Okay. It's basically kind of been his like life goal to win the WWE title, because his dad, Dusty Rhodes, who was really big elsewhere, never won a WWE championship. So it's kind of like his life goal to kind of be the first one in his family to do so. So he comes out and he's telling Roman, like, I'm coming for all you got. Like, I want your title. But then he goes, but not at WrestleMania. Out comes the fucking Rock. Cody Rhodes like shakes his hand and then leaves the ring, basically kind of saying like, all right, he's giving up his spot against Roman to the Rock, and people are losing their fucking minds. Mm. The Rock, he hasn't wrestled in like a real match and shit, man. Probably whatever, I think it was 28 or 20, 29. So like 12 or 11 or 12 years or something like that. You know, so he barely shows up and then just gets to come through. And the thing is the Rock and Roman Reigns, like, people wanted that match forever, because Roman Reigns, he's a Samoan wrestler and shit. He calls himself the head of the table, but the Rock is, you know, he's the fucking most famous dude on the planet.
And yeah,
obviously everyone puts him in, a lot of people put him in like the wrestling Mount Rushmore and shit. So they've been wanting to see this for a while. They wanted to do it last year because WrestleMania was in Hollywood, but The Rock just couldn't find the time to get in, you know, ring shape and whatnot. So it just didn't happen. So fast forward to now, he just got put on the board of directors with TKO, which is the company that UFC and WWE merged into. So people are like, all right, this dude's like flexing his like political power to push himself into the main event of WrestleMania. While we've been watching Cody Rhodes for the last 2 years be in this fucking storyline where he's like chasing after this lifelong goal, and now we're gonna have to wait even longer. So they dropped the video of that SmackDown clip on YouTube, and right now it's got like 500,000 dislikes. It's the most disliked WWE video of all time.
Damn,
on YouTube.
Like, so that was a bad move, Rock. Is that what you're saying?
They haven't technically announced it yet. Like, Thursday they have this big like WrestleMania like press conference thing in Vegas. So I imagine we'll learn more. Cody Rhodes is supposed to come back on to SmackDown next Friday. So we'll see what happens. They typically do this kind of shit like every 10 years for some reason. Like, there's this fucking huge fan favorite underdog dude that like fights his way to the top, and then somebody barges in the middle and fucking fucks it all. It was like 10 years ago, that guy was Daniel Bryan. He was a big fan favorite. Kind of a smaller dude, so like, you know, he didn't really get a lot of shots at like the big time titles and shit. Starts his work his way towards the top, and then fucking Batista comes back and kind of barges in, and then that ends up being a triple threat at WrestleMania. 10 years prior to that, Chris Benoit, who I think everyone knows for, you know, infamous reasons, same kind of spot. He wins the Royal Rumble. He wants to challenge Triple H, who's the champion at the time. Shawn Michaels barges in, comes a triple threat. So it may end up being a triple threat type of thing, because a lot of people think that The Rock wouldn't be able to go on and put a fucking 30-minute match on at 50-plus years old, especially not after not wrestling for 10 years. So that might be what happens. We'll see. But people are not happy, because they wanted to see The Rock versus Roman Reigns, but just not in a way where he's taking a spot away from Cody Rhodes, who's earned his spot.
Hey, you can't have it all, you know?
So, you know, but that's what makes wrestling good, man. The fucking dramatics and all that shit. So it's we're on the road, man. We're road to Mania. We're less than 2 months. I think April 6th is night one. So we're less than 2 months away, or a little over 2 months away. It'll be interesting.
I don't even know what that means, but I'm excited.
All shakes out.
That's why Bobby Hall is TSP's.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a lot to it. If you don't know or really don't give a fuck.
There's lots of ups and downs in that story.
But yeah, basically everyone wants Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns, and then do The Rock Roman Reigns at like SummerSlam or some shit. But there's a lot of like outs. There's a lot of behind the scenes info. People saying like The Rock is trying to like flex his political muscle, being a board of directors guy here, and just like fuck it, you know, I'm gonna get Cody Rhodes out of here. I'm running the show, so I'm gonna go to WrestleMania and do the thing. But hopefully they figure it out. They got a big show here in a few weeks. Elimination Chamber in Australia, Perth, Australia. And the funny thing is like it's on a Saturday, but it starts here locally, I think at 5 a.m. Because it's over there.
Yeah, what a shitty time. What a jump, though. Like, you waking up early? Well,
that's just because they've been doing a lot more shows across the country and shit. Like, they did some shows in Europe and stuff. And that was kind of cool because I think they did Money in the Bank and, like, somewhere in Great Britain, I want to say. So it was like 12 noon here when it started. So it was awesome. You know, yeah. In the middle of the day. I mean, I'll probably be up around that time anyway. So that doesn't affect me much. But for like the guys that, you know, don't wake up till fucking noon or something, that's going to be brutal. Or they'll just watch it later because it's going to be on Peacock.
I feel like that's a big demographic.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, The Rock did,
but some of these fucking nerdo wrestling guys, like that are really into it, super into it, like that watch like Japan shows and shit. That's the same type of shit where they start at fucking 3 a.m, like 4 a.m. So yeah, they'll stay up and watch that shit. So some of them die hard, you know, virgies, they'll do it.
Oh,
fuck else they got to do?
Yeah, The Rock tweeted about that. That little surprise entrance there, he said, there's a word for this explosive, insane reaction, undeniable. No matter the era, the decade, or the city, the energy and connection between the people's champ and the people can never be broken, and it is truly electrifying experience that creates chills every single time. Thank you, Birmingham, Alabama. We made magical history in the Magic City. Thank you, WWE, and thank you, Cody, for this love and the house, dream, and soul man. Roman, there's only one head of the table. I'll see you in Vegas.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, on the show, when The Rock came out, people lost their fucking minds. And of course they would, because if you're in the house, you're not expecting to see The Rock just barge out. So I'd fucking lose my shit too. But then when you realize, I mean, there's pictures and shit, if you look it up, because Cody Rhodes is in the ring when he comes out. He shakes The Rock's hand and shit, but you can just see it on his fucking face. Like this, you can just tell that he's just kind of crushed. But they haven't officially announced anything, so we'll see. Because Cody Rhodes is actually a Raw guy, so the fact that he's going to be on SmackDown again Friday is interesting. So I'm kind of hoping Triple H is pretty smart. And that's the thing, too. Now that, like, fucking sicko fuck Vince is out of here and Triple H is running the show, he's a little more, you know, keen on, you know, what the people want.
How long have they been, like, two separate shows? I mean, I always thought they were, like, the same thing. Because I remember, like, when I was into it, so long time ago, like you could see Stone Cold on both Mondays and Thursdays. You know what I mean?
I think it was 2003. I think they had a brand split, so it's been like 20 years. Yeah, long ass time. So I mean, it's been pretty polarizing, but I think it's just the roster's so fucking big now that you couldn't just have everybody on both shows because it'd be tough to get, you know.
People, well, even with this stir of shit, that's going to bring money in. There's going to be people who are going to like hate watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
100%. So it'll be, it's anybody who's like a casual wrestling fan or whatever. Now this time of year is the time to like tune in. They really fucking just go into gear 5 and it's good stuff. So
respect.
Yeah, man. I had D'Lo come over for a couple of pay per views back in the day.
Couple big ones.
I think I was coming over for them steak kebabs.
that wrestling just happened to be on. I was here for the.
I'm not like a diehard wrestler. I don't catch them all, but it's like I'm not like Pokemon. I ain't catching them all. You know what I'm saying? But
more like Pale World.
Yeah, but no, like I can watch it for the entertainment perspective. You know, like. Yeah, watching like I was back in a kid. I think the last time I watched like a WWE event, that was when like Sting was like the cream of the creme, you know. And he was my favorite wrestler at the time. And he was that was back on my like aunt's fucking dial TV. But
yeah, that was a satisfying click, wasn't it, when you used to spin that bastard?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Yeah. I mean that's when I watched wrestling more religiously, but I can definitely get down at some pay-per-view events and get behind the storylines. It just kind of sucks you don't have the full effect of background stories between like their wrestling matches of prior before the pay-per-views, but you get the idea.
Yeah, and the thing is like I'm pretty much immersed into it still, I guess, but I don't really watch a lot of the weekly shows because Raw starts at like 8, you know, on Monday, and you know it's 3 hours, so there's no shot I can watch that. And then SmackDown, I might be able to get an hour in, but I fucking run out of gas at like 9 o'clock on Friday. So mostly, because they usually post like a lot of highlight clips or like some of the major shit on like their YouTubes or stuff, or obviously, you know, Friday, like this past one, like it's just all over my fucking Twitter page and shit of people losing their minds and whatnot. So, but it's still pretty fun. I mean, it's the matches are good. It's just a lot more of an athletic form, you know, plus like the Roman Reigns and stuff of the world. Like they're just, like they said, they're like the final bosses and shit. So they just, the way they carry themselves and move around, it's fun shit.
Top dog so, shit.
We'll see. There's rumors of, because SummerSlam was in Detroit this past year, I got to go. There's rumors swirling that Cleveland Brown Stadium might be the host of this year's SummerSlam, and I'm very much hoping that's the case because I will attempt to make my way there again. And I think that would be a great venue for a wrestling show of that magnitude.
On the shores of Lake Erie, on a nice July day.
Hopefully it's not on fire.
With let's have to make sure, because it'll probably be during preseason, so they'll just have to make sure it's on an away week or whatever, and we'll be good to go.
Yes, sir. If they can get fucking who god damn it. who they just announced in a concert? Billy Joel, I think it is. I think it's they love doing these retirement tours. They can get a SummerSlam in there.
I can't believe that. I'm glad you brought that, because I just watched a video, I think this morning, of I think his name is James Hetfield of Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, getting ready for a show, dude. And it's just like, man, it just made me feel old, because it's just like
he's all gray,
like,
and
withered away, and just like drinking these different teas and shit. And just, you can tell, some of those guys, like, and then Rod Stewart, I mean, those guys got to be fucking in their 70s. Like, what are we doing?
Jamming?
Yeah, I guess love of the game, right? Because they definitely don't need the dough. Billy Joel.
Can't do it no more.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just why I watched that video and it's like, damn. He's old. That makes
He's me, old as fuck looking.
Yeah, white. He's all white and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Still jamming, though.
That's a big deal. Billy Joel and Rod Stewart. It doesn't sound like they're going on a tour. I don't know if that's like a one-off or what, but it sounds like a pretty big deal.
It's like a final tour. I think they're doing a stadium tour.
And they do like, how many of those, like Kiss? Like, I feel like they've done like 1,000.
Well, yeah, first, I mean, you have to think of it, probably like a marketing stunt, because like when you feel like it's the last time you can ever see a band that you grew up listening to, you want to go get those tickets, but then it's probably more of a marketing.
They're on their eighth final show, you know, whatever.
Actually, speaking of the Browns and shit, did you see this video with the Chief and Micah Parsons? Shout out to the Chief, man.
David Njoku standing on business. You know, you don't say that anymore, blue, man. You ain't going to backhand compliment like, the Chief.
Because like Chiefs, though, they're on the same fucking couch doing the same shit.
Yeah, the Dallas is Dallas.
I couldn't believe that, but I'm glad it was good to see. The Chief ain't even fucking Tyreek Hill kind of sided with him. Like, yeah, we're all in the same boat. We took the L's. We all got our ass kicked. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, shut your mouth. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, man, good for him, dude. That made me happy to see. I already didn't really like Dallas, but.
People are saying
I respected Michael Parsons, but what the fuck?
Njoku earned a lifetime contract now.
Yeah.
Well, if we get years like this year, fuck it. Ride it out until you can't, until the wheels fall off.
Yeah, I'm excited. Let's see. Long off season.
Yeah. We're a week out, though. Have you placed any Super Bowl bets?
I don't think those are even. Oh, for actual Super Bowl. I think going like next year winter. But no, I haven't done anything yet. I'm leaning towards, you know, I'm already in a, what do they call them? Super Bowl squares. I bought a square for $100 at work. And basically, I mean, this is my first time ever doing it. So if I'm not explaining this and how it works very clearly, I apologize. But for anyone who has done like Super Bowl squares, it's basically you buy a square and then they like randomly draw numbers. I think it's like 1 through 9 or 0 through 9 or something like that, where they pretty much, you have two numbers on the top and side, like a graph, your X and Y axis has numbers. And then you have to, at the end of each quarter, you have your Y axis would be like the NFC team, X axis would be the AFC team, right? So at the end of each quarter, you have to match the number in your square for both teams, AFC and NFC. And if that happens, you win. If you don't, then you go on to the next quarter. But there's a winner each quarter. So I think like they win like a couple $100 for the winner of each quarter. So,
oh, shit.
So it's basically luck of the draw. Hoping, I don't have my graph on me at the moment, but my numbers aren't very favorable. As you would imagine.
Typical Dylan face.
Yeah. So I did that, but I'm leaning towards probably making like a nice little, I'm obviously going to do a parlay. I mean, come on now. But
how many legs?
Probably no more than 5.
Jesus, you bet, bro.
The Chiefs last year. I remember vividly because I bet the Chiefs and won a lot of coin. Are you going to do the same thing this year?
I might put like a 50-50 on money line, Chiefs money line, if it's still plus money. What are we sitting at right now, week out?
Niners. Guess I'm going Niners this year.
Okay now. let me find out what my FanDuel Sportsbook app says. What we're sitting at with a week out. We got the line is sitting
plus odds, though, right?
Plus 2.5 for the Chiefs.
Okay.
At minus 115, plus money line, plus 110 for the Chiefs.
All right.
So if I want to get real saucy about it.
Sauced up.
I don't know. 47.5 seems pretty low too, so I might take the over on that.
You gonna get saucy, man? You gonna zesty?
Hand him my coochie. Money line. Over 47.5.
And then, with hand on his coochie.
And then we're definitely gonna have to do touchdown parlay, right? We gotta anytime touchdown.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey.
Let's not work out your whole ticket here, because I gotta ask Joe some shit here. All right, while you figure that whole
thing
out. He's what am I looking at here? Is this like legit, or is this like wish version of Pokemon?
Dude, you're talking about Pale World? Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Okay, so a lot of people described it as Pokemon with guns. So, okay. right. And they just, that's pretty accurate, but it's pretty cool, right? It's like a survival building game. So you build a base, and then you catch your guys, right? That's pretty basic. But then you advance like your technology, right? Like you start, I can build wooden fences. Next thing you do, you're making concrete shit, and now you're making metal. You start with like a spear, go to a crossbow. I'm making handguns now. So now I'm riding around on think about like Pokemon, what is it? Arceus. You ever play that one?
I don't think, is that like very recent?
Yeah, or like a Scarlet and Violet, like that third person view type shit. Like you're running around open world. Now think like that, but now you got a handgun. You know, you got a fucking Glock and you're shooting sheep.
As like the trainer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're catching guys. You could catch people.
If that didn't have that name on there, I would think that was a new Pokemon game. Like those just look like...
Dude, people are Pokemon in controversy about how similar they are, but yeah, they're not.
I'm surprised that like whoever the creators are over there aren't
coming after you guys. It's made by three dudes, right? One of them, I think, is like an eighth grader, and they taught themselves code while making the game. Because it's made in Unreal Engine, right? And they didn't know shit about it. I think one of the guys works like at a fucking gas station making this game with his buddies. I don't know what the total down. It's the number one selling game right now. I'm gonna look up the total sales. Just,
like, used AI and be like, all right, draw us some Pokemon.
Okay, so it's been out for I don't know, like a week or two. It's at 19 million copies sold.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, right.
Is it fucking $70?
23 or something like that. 26.
No way.
Yeah, it's free on Game Pass. Free on Game Pass right now. Yeah,
dude, I'm fucking with it.
Yeah, dude, it's kind of rough to get started. Because it like they don't give you shit. You start in your fucking underwear, right? And then you got to go chop some trees down, make an axe or pickaxe. You know what I mean? You start like a caveman and you work your way up. It's cool. There's all sorts of crazy ass guys. You can ride some. Dude, some of them will. I got a fucking penguin that I can shoot out of a bazooka. As stupid as that fucking sounds.
What's up? Online?
Yeah. There's a dude. So there's two versions. There's the Steam version, which is like the $25 version. You play on PC or Mac or whatever. And then like my dude I work with's got a server set up. And we got a. It started with like four or five of us that work together playing it. And then it turned into like. There's like 20 something people playing it because it's like, oh, so and so's girlfriend and then her brother and then his friend. They're all on my buddy's server. And like you can see these assholes running around, fucking shooting at him and stuff. It's awesome. You can raid their base. You can steal their shit.
Why are you just telling me about this now?
Well, dog, because it said 19 million copies sold. I thought you couldn't have missed it, but here we are.
I don't really jump on the Xbox or anything like that these days.
It sold 5 million in 3 days.
That's clutch that it's on Game Pass.
Yeah, 100%.
I'll just fucking pay the 15 real quick. And
well, I started playing it on Game Pass, and it was cool. And then I was able to. The Steam version gives you more freedom to like join other servers and shit.
Is it on Switch?
Like, no, fuck no. Yeah, I would have been. There's no way they're gonna. Nintendo's gonna do that.
Oh yeah,
duh. Think about it, man. They ain't gonna do that. They're gonna be like, fuck you. They keep talking about suing them for intellectual property and shit.
PlayStation's version of the Game Pass or whatever.
I don't know. You know how Xbox is. Got that shit in a stranglehold. But dude, it's tight though. It's pretty cool. It looks kind of cheesy, and then like you just get over that fact, and it's fucking cool. Well, I haven't played a game like this in a while that I like, just want to play.
I pee my pants. Dylan, come back to life, will you?
I mean, shit. You know I don't got it.
I had to get one of these, dude. I had to grab this 5-hour boy. I'm fucking dying right now. I'll
tell you what, there's a dude at work with those 5 hours that would literally have a 5-hour to start the shift, right?
Yeah.
Drive to where he was going, and then he would have a energy drink on the dock, and then have another 5-hour energy for the drive back.
Is he fat?
Nah, I wouldn't say he's fat. He's not in shape. You know, it's like... Your typical CDL, your typical CDL form.
It would be definitely probably fucking came up on your For You page, Joe. Wow, this dude's like, let me show you my piss closet.
I saw that.
It's like exercise biking there, all kind of shit. Flies flying all around. Probably smell.
Oh, I'm so upset that you knew I had seen that.
Of course.
You know what I'm into.
Yeah, I know.
Piss closet's off the wall.
I had a fucking remote control fucking truck video come up on my shit.
Oh, another my god. Yeah, I'm doing my fucking ear shit up now, sending you stupid videos.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Dude, the piss closet, I follow another page. It has me dying. This one's not as crazy, but it's fucking stupid. It's called Scenic Pissing. And it's hear me out. It's fucking stupid. I think it's hilarious. I just see these guys like pissing off the side of a mountain. That's it. That's just pissing in a field of flowers, shit like that.
That's just one of the cool parts about being about a dude. You can
just piss anywhere. It's so funny, dude.
Do, I guess, but like
they got the just, funnel. You know,
the sheenus.
Yeah, but at least we have the power of aim, you know?
It's a pretty good time.
But yeah,
some people positive. Don't have it though. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad I had a short name because I'll draw it in the snow. You know,
FJB.
Yeah, I've gotten the second B before, but never the Y.
Yeah, you need to drink a gallon of water. Yeah, maybe just go by Bob. You can just do that. Yeah.
I mean, or you could do D-Lo. That'd be easy.
Yeah, really easy.
Especially with an L in a circle. I mean, that's
nice. Sometimes cursive. Nice cursive.
YLF.
Yep. I've had too much sometimes where I spelled my name and then there's like a puddle. Just should have went higher with the J. I should have a smiley face. You pinch it too hard to go to the next eye. Oh, piss closet, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, seen a lot of that, or a lot of the videos of like whoever they like own the fucking. I don't even know what you call it, but it's just you just smash the shit. Candles.
The hydraulic press videos.
Yeah. They pressed Skittles, dude, and they turn them into these like fucking Skittles strips. They look delicious.
Oh man, I kind of had a piss closet series. If you think about it, when I was sending Snapchats from Meyer in the bathroom,
bottles in my room, my mom would get furious about it.
You just beat a truck driver before you were a truck driver. That's all it is.
I was just being lazy because we only had one bathroom in my house. And I lived, and my room was up in the attic, and I was just being a lazy fuck.
You got a piss jug?
I used to piss out my bedroom window, but our windows of the house had like the fucking awnings on there. So I'd piss outside onto the awning below, and it'd be so loud that I got caught doing that. So I moved to bottles or like McDonald's cups. And I found out McDonald's cups, those things fucking deteriorate after a while. So there's a couple of real sus.
He fucking just pissing out the window. I just imagine fucking street going.
Is it raining outside?
He's mowing the lawn. His fucking piss goes out.
My dad's fucking psycho. So it wouldn't be like that. He'd be like, "What the fuck's going on up there?" Pouring out some juice.
Yeah, the McDonald's cup deteriorating, and you find piss everywhere running on the back of your dresser.
Yeah,
you know it's been sitting there for days. Then.
Sure. Yeah, especially in the bottles. Yeah.
Okay. Almost forgot. I was driving on the side of the road and I'm getting off, you know, for work, whatever. I'm taking the turn, merge on the highway. I look. I'm not bullshitting. Do you know how big a coolant jug is for a car, like, or a truck, or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Decent sized thing of antifreeze, right? Motherfucker, full to the top of piss on the side of the road. Incredible. You know how much piss that is to fill up?
Yeah, they don't know why they're driving. Because once you get towards the top, man, you can get some splashing.
Hit a bump, fucking.
Or you get one of them, like, you really kind of roll the tires where it's like 3/4 full. You're like, fuck, am I going to be able to...
Yeah, but I was thinking, okay, I don't know how big that is. Let's say a gallon. Let's just say it's a gallon, right? You had a gallon of piss you're just rolling around with. And then you whipped out the fucking window, you hog. Like, Jesus, man.
Gotta go, driver.
Yeah, but yeah, it's like they're merging at 24 off 475. Whoop. See you later, piss jug. I am never gonna piss in a can. That is suicide.
Yeah, fuck that,
we have had to throw away some of our cups.
Have you ever been circumcised? You're about to.
R.I.P. my foreskin. What?
No, it's just like, you know those games at the carnival, like the water game? Where you've got the fucking...
The clown face and shit.
You blow the balloon up. Like, you gotta have that straight fucking stream.
Yeah, but my luck, I know you're gonna miss it first, and you adjust for sound. You know? So, you're not gonna hit immediately. You're making a mess no matter what. Decibels.
Hear the low decibels in the dark. The higher the piss stream sounds...
I almost got kicked out of my house for that. My mom on my tray.
I'm not even. I'm with her, honestly.
Well, yeah, fucking sure. I mean, it was a real asshole.
Piss closet junior.
I'm gonna piss in the bottle, pour it out the next day. But I was just lazy, gross fuck. But I changed my ways.
The pissing out the windows off the fucking wall, dude.
I mean, I piss outside anyway. I
just
thing though. I still would piss out the window, but I would wait until it was raining out. And he couldn't tell.
Oh, big brain fucking move right there. What the fuck is wrong with you?
And apparently, why is one side of the house getting a harder rain than the rest?
Why is there this yellow spot next to the driveway? Just, yeah. All the grass is dead.
Great times.
Oh, well. What do we got next?
Middle of the week, around the mill with Bob.
Oh, come on now. That's horse shit.
Get his ass.
Brought back last week with like eight fucking topics. I'm sorry, nothing happened this week.
All right, Pete Carl Weathers.
Okay, that's
Chubbs.
That's a fucking tease if I ever heard one.
What? Bring it on.
Yes, sir.
Bang.
We in here.
Yep.
Around the mill with Bob this week. We got a Super Bowl matchup is set. We made our predictions last week. And, you know, I don't think the Ravens won. So I guess that puts a kapush to the whole logo theory there for the Super Bowl logo. Color job or whatever. It's the Chiefs and 49ers in the Super Bowl in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Who's the halftime people this year? I don't even
know.
That's
me, Usher.
Oh. What? All right. Man,
Usher is headlining that. I'm sure he might bring some people on, but it's usually a surprise during the performance.
Oh, probably Ludacris, Lil Jon. I bet you they play.
But here's the funny thing, right? Taylor Swift denied going to the Super Bowl halftime show. And she's ending up going to the Super Bowl anyways. So, full circle.
First year in the league, too. Shout out.
First year in the league. Yeah, dude. Come on. Tammy Brady.
What?
I seen there's a prop about whether or not Travis is going to propose to her after the Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
I'm sure Ohio won't let you bet on that.
No, they don't do props like that, like Gatorade.
Vegas will, though.
Someone already put like $100,000 on the fucking coin flip. And like someone was like, you have to be an absolute idiot to bet on a 50-50 prop at -110.
Dude, how much money do you need to be like, hey, check this shit out?
It's literally
how much money you got to be worth.
I guess the player, because the players, no one can do any type of sports gambling, but. They're not even going to let the players do any table games and shit while they're in Vegas. So, like, what the fuck are you going to do all week?
Media press conferences.
Go to Caesar's Palace. What a
fucking half a mil on red.
Game of their lives.
Fuck it. Don't hurt nobody.
I didn't gamble. My wife did. That's how you do it.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, you already know your boy picking the Chiefs. You can't take... We got to take Mahomes, I should say. You got to take Mahomes.
Kansas City money. Chefs, huh?
What a turnaround, man. If you've been following the lore of TSP since the early days, you're going to be surprised to hear that coming from young Duo.
Thought he hated him at one point.
Yeah, I hated him.
Called him overrated.
He casted a huge shadow over my boy Baker Mayfield. So
He got the Madden cover.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He was a shitty Madden, too.
He was overrated.
Wild fuck.
No, that was the beginning of the D'Lo days. He called him overrated. Then he went on to win the Super Bowl and then got a 10-year, $500 million.
Fucking overrated, honestly.
Which actually looks terrible now that all these other quarterbacks are getting signed.
I think it looks good
for the Chiefs. Yeah, that's a bargain deal. Steal.
Plus, I mean. That was almost 5 years ago. So, really, I mean, he probably will rework that. I'm sure they'll figure some shit out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like he might be one of those guys that, like, because they got to they need some fucking receivers over there. Like, I mean, they're fucking in the Super Bowl doing it with just basically Travis Kelce, who's 34, 35.
Now, Rashee Rice is a pretty good rookie. He's only his rookie year. But, so
I mean, Valdez Scantling and fucking Kadarius Toney, who's probably bullshitted his way out of the league. Those guys are ass.
He's an ass. Yeah.
But yeah, I got Chiefs. What do you guys got?
I don't know. Now that I was going to go Chiefs, but I think just to see make it interesting, I might have to go Niners, man.
Hey, if you want, if you have the money to lose, go for it.
Your boy, I'm going with
the Chiefs.
I'm going cheddar based sausage biscuit balls. That's how I'm going with. That's going to be my winner. It will be. Yeah. I don't know.
Your cousin-in-law said he's smoking / grilling wings.
Who the fuck is this? You're talking about John?
Simpkins, yeah.
Oh. I had to like follow that trail of relation. You just
well, yeah, I don't even know if that's an actual thing, but
I don't know either, but I know who you're talking about. Is he?
Yeah, I told him to smoke and flash fry, but
yeah.
He said all he has is one of those big ass fucking turkey fries. I'm like, even better. Do them all at fucking once and you're done.
Yeah.
The time.
Yeah. I'm gonna do frying some shit up. I actually got a brisket going right now. 173, baby.
We're waiting, man. When's the debut? We're all waiting.
I'm gonna get a couple things in the pipe, and I'm teaching myself how to edit. So I don't
been there.
I don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's not as easy. I don't know. Okay. So I can do basic shit, right? But I want to get better. I'm trying to learn how to do voiceover stuff because right now it's hard to record and you got kids and dogs and shit going on, like audio wise, right? And I'm just using my phone. I'm not really getting too buck ass wild. But I took some shit, took some pictures, took some videos yesterday of prepping the brisket, you know, trimming it, seasoning it, and shit like that. So maybe the week after, 2 weeks from now, maybe. I got my brother on board. He's going to be doing some shit, too, because he's got every damn grill under the sun. He's got him the big Traeger, the flat top, you know, electric smokers. He's got all the shit, too. So we might go to his house and make some suggestions, anything. I'll give it a whirl. I'll fuck it up. Maybe I'll make it good. I don't know. That's part of the meat science.
Got to tune in to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
work in progress, baby.
Me and D'Lo over.
I'll give me some snacks. Some burn ends here in a little bit.
I like that.
There we go.
Yeah.
Speaking of sports, moving on to the next topic here for Around the Cob with Bob. We got Ohio gamblers. How much are they betting in 2023?
$8.
Big number. That was the first year Ohio was able to have legalized sports gambling. And, man, the people, it seems like they were waiting for years and years because they dropped a big bag. And Dylan Savage is probably a part of maybe 0.5% of that.
1%.
Jesus.
Let them know, man. Drop that numby.
Okay. Ohio gamblers, in the year of 2023, in the first active year of legalized gambling, the citizens of Ohio dropped $7.5 billion, as in Bobby, billion dollars in sports gambling. And that actually kind of tapered off in the month of January, because I'm pretty sure we talked about the first month of open legalized gambling in Ohio, and it hit like $1.1 billion in January alone. So, I mean,
maybe a lot of that free money helped do that, though, too. You know what I mean? Well, not free money, you know, promo money. You get $50 if you sign up, you know?
I don't think I spent more than $100 of my own money until maybe like June. Like, I was just wheeling and fucking dealing with house money for a long time. It was great. And I think that's probably maybe halfway through the year. I'm sure a lot of other people were the same way. And then just
that shit fell off.
I know after I started fucking dropping all that shit, I think I took maybe like a month or two off. And then now it's kind of like, I don't know, a couple times a month, maybe.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Let's do some horse race betting. That's my favorite shit. a classic.
I was in my own bag by January 28th.
I don't know how.
That's fucking wild.
Hey, I'll never forget the Zhang Yang or Gang. Zhang, is that her last name? Zhang Gang?
I remember being in an Xbox party with you when I smacked a $700 Cavs parlay.
Jesus.
And here's the thing. D'Lo's a very supportive dude. Love the guy, but he is not someone that you want to share or be, you know, in the same room, same party with when you've smacked a parlay, because then he makes you feel bad about it.
Especially if my parlay lost. The woe is me, for sure.
You'll get a response along the lines of just like, fuck everyone else. I want to win.
Where's mine? Damn it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All it is just proof that it's possible. Where's mine?
Because we were like, when it first started, we would like text each other our winning tickets and shit. And then like for a while, it was both of us, you know, doing it. And then it kind of became a one-sided thing. So I eventually stopped because I could tell it was just eating away at him. And I didn't want any personal belongings to, you know,
be
destroyed.
You didn't want that on your soul?
Yeah.
Him fucking losing his mind?
It was all over.
Oh, but wow. Not. I mean, you had when you first started the D'Lo lock, you had a little run there, and then you just abruptly stopped while you were on a hot streak, and then it just never really turned back into anything. Remember, you started out like 0-6 or 0-5, and then just went on like a 9 or 10 fucking prop tear.
I do remember. Remember that shit.
I wonder if I ladder challenged that, I probably would have got it.
Close.
Probably could have turned 10,000 to 8,000 or something like that. 6,000.
10,000 to 6,000? Yeah, probably.
No, $10 to 6,000. They weren't all.
You definitely
like,
said $10.
$10,000.
You're losing $2,000, $4,000. I don't know which one. That's not good, dog.
I'll tell you when I lost money, though, is when I went to McDonald's. All right. And they have a Big Mac. Not just a Big Mac, a double Big Mac that we talked about that they were coming out with on what was last week's episode, I believe, around the mill. So I got it, did a little review, and you know, it tastes like a Big Mac.
I got it. I tried it. I'm gonna rate it 1 to 10.
I was just thinking that, dude.
He's in. Well, he's not in shit, but he's
shit. Yeah, fucking
drama again. Fucked up.
He didn't even do nothing, you know? He's getting...
No, he said, here's 4,000, give to this person, and these people. And she said, nah.
I'm going to keep it all. Yeah. All right, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a Big Mac. It's double Big Mac. I mean, it tastes like a Big Mac. And I don't know, I just don't think you need it. You just get a normal Big Mac. If you want a Big Mac, just get a normal Big Mac. You don't need the double Big Mac. You really don't. It's just... It's not worth it.
You know, go Big Mac or go price home, you know?
I didn't even look at the price. I just ordered it. It's like, what, $8?
Something like that.
Wait, so you didn't even get 20% off?
No. That's for like...
You're an app boy. Order.
Huh?
You're an app boy, I thought. What happened?
$7.99.
I got my points. But I think I used it for like a... I mean, the thing with the app boy is that you can only use one fucking reward. You can't multiple... rewards, even though you have the points to do so. I should be able to spend my points. It's my points. I should spend it how I want to. And if I want to spend it all in one transaction, I should be able to. But I got one free Happy Meal.
So people are just driving up every day, all day, ordering $40 in food, just getting it for free.
Well, they wouldn't be able to do that.
I know. I'm saying that's what you want. You want to be able to do that? That would end the fucking rewards.
Fucking up a little bit.
Like, it's 20,000 points for a fucking 6-piece nugget.
Nah, it's all right.
I gotta teach you the ways, man. You gotta do it. You gotta go with them coupons.
Coops, got coops, baby.
I mean, I use what I got. I use the M perks and stuff.
This fucking guy, M perks.
Hey, man. I get like $30 off coupons sometimes.
Is that real?
Yeah. Build up the points.
Well, you gotta spend $1,000 first.
I don't know how much I spend. I just punch my M perks in every time I buy something, even if it's like a bottled soda.
Yeah, it's been living in the South too long. Soda, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Bottled soda.
Yeah, soda pop.
Just tell you bought a fucking pop.
Or like I bought a Sprite. Just say what you bought. Fucking goober.
Sprites are pretty refreshing, honestly.
Good morrow. May I have one of those bottled sodas? I'll give you 2 gold doubloons.
What bottled carbonated soda.
In sadder news, we lost a legend.
Legend, yeah.
Yeah, we lost a legend in old Carl Weathers.
Chubbs.
Yeah. Big time, I think 76, 77. I'm not sure. I haven't seen any like reports of what the causes were. I don't know if it's natural or if he was battling anything. That's still 76 is like I don't know. Still,
it's pretty good.
Relatively young in the grand scheme, but yeah, man, legend. I mean, the Rocky. I tweeted about it. The Rocky series wouldn't be shit without Apollo Creed.
Yeah,
and he played that character perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
He was in what, the first 4.
Was it 4 of them?
Yeah, they because he fought him in the first 2, and then he like helped train him in 3, and then he returned. He came out of retirement to fight Drago in 4, and that's when he got killed. And then, I mean, he did so well. That's what sprung of the fucking side series or whatever you want to call Apollo. And they're on what, 3?
Creed.
Or yeah, sorry, Creed. Yeah.
Same shit, I know you meant.
So, yeah, I mean, and plus, I mean, he was, everyone knows him as Charlie. Yeah, Happy Gilmore, that's a great one right there. I think a lot of people were pointing out he was, like, in some, what's that Larry David show?
Arrested Development?
No. Fuck. I don't watch, because it's, like, a HBO show, I think. I don't know. I kept seeing people post a lot of clips on it. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he was a great actor, and just that's sad, man. I definitely the Rocky, you know, series is that's something I go back and watch, you know, every so often. Definitely a few times, you know, every year, because it's just they're amazing, man. All 5 out of 6. Five's got its place, I guess, but man, what a fucking downgrade. The first 4 are just so good, dude. And 5 just drops off big time. And maybe that's because there's no Apollo Creed. Who the fuck knows?
Could be.
Dumbass Tommy Gunn. But, which he's not
allowed. You're a coward! You talking about the reasons. Bar scene?
Yeah.
Fucking.
Cuck. But yeah, that's sad news. Came out of nowhere. R.I.P.
What else we got, big dog? You want to do that list?
Yeah, that wraps it up. That was the last round the mill.
Okay.
Round the deal with the mill.
This week's TSP tiers, we're doing a fun one. This is one that I think everyone will enjoy. And definitely probably we'll see what kind of reaction we get with some of our choices on here. But we're doing Chinese buffet foods. We're tiering Chinese buffet foods. So, let's do it. I haven't been to one in a while, but back in my broke days, man, that was like every other week because it was like fucking $8.
The China one,
you want, you know, maybe like 10 and some change with a pop.
That change is going right into the 11. Fish pond, making a wish.
did anything ever come true?
No. Usually the opposite happened.
Can you reveal some?
I want to be 6 foot.
Football scholarship.
No.
That's fucked.
No.
Definitely bigger not. Cock.
Didn't need a wish for that, Bobby.
Shut up. Everybody wanted a bigger one.
Give me a smaller cock.
You'll never hear that. Anyways, let's pull that list up. You fucking weirdos. Damn,
please give me a smaller cock.
I'm sick of buying pocketed underwear.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Do you have their phone so we know what these are? Since we're going off images here.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
I mean, the first few were pretty... Most of the first row is pretty easy.
I love beef and broccoli, dog. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. That's a
staple.
Yeah.
I'll eat that by itself.
A lot of people like ordering that out, you know, Chinese takeout. So
yeah.
Yeah, beef and broccoli. I would say A.
I feel like it's going to be hard to get S tier.
I don't know. Some of you are like... Actually, I don't see like sesame chicken or any of that shit.
Mm-mm.
That would definitely be
sweet. Is that sesame chicken right here? In.
Oh yeah, yep. That's definitely we'll get there though. Let me see.
Those are C. I like the mushrooms, but they're not.
Yeah.
C to me.
What is this? Potatoes?
Yeah, like, that's like I said, butter potatoes. That could probably go in C as well.
Yeah, I'm with that. Are these just chicken nuggets?
Yes.
And they're always garbage, dude.
And I was... like I said, I can't remember if it was China 1 in fucking Oregon or where it was at, but somebody was just straight jacking... It might have been a one in Bowling Green. I'll try that to ask.
You can get them from Gordon's.
McDonald's fucking chicken nuggets. But they're going C tier. They're not garbage or anything like that.
What do I got here?
Yeah, those are chicken skewers.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. A little bit of sweetness to them sometimes.
Yeah.
What do you think, B? Or is that the pork one? That's chicken, right?
Like dry as shit. So yeah, I would maybe those can maybe be like C.
C don't bother me for that garbage.
Now, right here, depends on where you go, but China City in Perrysburg, they had some. Those are chicken wings, by the way. Their chicken wings were always fucking dynamite, dude. I would put those at A.
I've had some on the other end, though. Or I guess we'll go off best experience. Let's just do that. We always try to go off of best experience, right?
There's a lot of Chinese joints that got some good fucking chicken wings, man.
You want to do A for it? I'm cool with that. They can be good. Is that Rangoon?
Those are God tier.
Shit, I'm thinking 100% opposite.
Garbage.
I hate them.
Get the fuck out of here.
What are these?
Crab rangoons. That fucking cream cheese, crab meat. They're fried. They're fucking incredible. State your fucking case, dude, before Dylan goes any further. Because that's
wild. I love cream cheese, but I don't like the crab meat. I think it's gross. I don't know why. Like the artificial crab,
favorite Chinese
food. Dude, hear me out, though. Right now, in my freezer, I've got just cream cheese ones right now. I had fucking like 4 or 5 of them yesterday. Shout out to Sam's Club. That's not the problem. It's the fucking fake meat. I hate it.
This is like the seafood version of
pierogies. I'll give you a fucking A.
No. Pierogies aren't deep fried.
They can be.
Dumplings are more like pierogies than...
You can deep fry pierogies. You're talking to the Polak over here.
Let's get the Rangoons figured out. I'll give you fucking A. Only because...
You went from garbage to A?
Hear me out. Because no, I'm trying to be nice here. Because there's gonna be some other ones we disagree on, but I could see why you'd like them. Because I don't care for the meat, but
dude, you get them, you dip them in a good like sweet chili sauce. God,
that's damn. Why I'm willing to go to A for you. I'll do that.
I mean, Dylan, what are your? You've never had a crab rangoon?
Yeah, I had a crab rangoon. I would put it in A.
Fine. All right. I'll concede with A.
Speak the fuck up. Help me out, dog. Fuck.
Well, you're the one that went from garbage to A.
So. I'm a good big fan of the dumpling, especially with the little sauce that comes with it. Maybe like B.
Yeah, they're right in the middle. They're all right.
I like it.
I always get the soup, so I'll do B in it. Are there spring rolls?
Those are egg rolls.
Just broth.
Egg rolls, I mean, that's A. Egg rolls are like...
What are we doing soup?
B.
Oh, the soup is B. You think one of those spring rolls or egg rolls? I can't tell the difference.
Rolls. Spring rolls are on the bottom, on one of the last ones. Spring rolls are going to be like a more of a clear shell.
Oh yeah, I think A. I mean, I get them no matter what. Usually,
yeah, egg rolls are A for sure. Egg rolls are the shit.
Dude, put those fucking fries in garbage. I don't want to hear it. They're always ass.
Yeah. Fried rice is A. Everyone likes some fried rice.
What's this?
Shrimp. I'll eat the fuck out of them shrimp.
Yeah.
C.
You're out of your mind. You're out of your fucking mind.
Say another A.
Yeah. Well, why don't we meet in the middle for them? Put them in B. They're not bad. I'm all right with it. Garlic bread? For real?
Garlic bread can go in garbage.
Yeah, straight garlic.
Garlic bread at fucking...
Dude, and I think the asparagus that's on here is always shit, too. It's always fucking soggy as shit. Is that what that is? It looks like asparagus to me.
See?
Sometimes good. Some of them places are good. C's fine, yeah. Here we go, D-Lo. Where are you putting your squares at, baby?
We're going God tier, baby.
You want that God tier? I'm not even gonna fucking deal with you. I'll put it up here.
Dessert and Deezer.
Oh yeah, God tier. We with it?
No. It's Geezer. Yeah, that's gonna start some yellow shit. You know that, right?
Come on, damn it!
What's this next one?
Where are we putting this thing?
I don't ever get fucking jello cubes. Chinese buffet.
God, to be hilarious.
I let him have it. Fuck, I put it up there. I don't care.
All the dessert.
It's fucking stupid, but
all the desserts got tears.
As long as you agree to put that ice cream up there too, because you left soft serve.
Right here is Azer. You know what I'm saying?
Shut the fuck.
That's
up.
Kung Pao chicken. It's kind of like a got a little kick to it. Nothing crazy. I'd probably put that at like B.
I don't even think I've ever had it. That knowingly had it.
Lo mein's probably.
I like that. That's one of my favorite noodles. Maybe do B on that or A. B. I like it.
Oh, you can do B. Cheese going to garbage. Yeah, I mean, they use such a shit pitcher for that too.
That mac and cheese is fucking garbo. Yeah, yeah.
Dry cheese, garbage.
But that's also kind of what it looks like too. Mongolian beef's gonna be an A all day.
Easily.
Mongolian beef.
Really, I don't. You know what? I'm gonna say something crazy. I get that every time. I would almost put it up higher.
It's General Tso.
Was that
orange chicken? I think that's God tier.
That's God tier for sure. I'm not even. Pizza garbo. Don't. It's always ass.
Yeah. Really, any of the American foods for the most part are gonna suck ass at a Chinese buffet.
That lo mein, I can't see what that is.
Like rice noodles. I don't know. That's probably garbage. I don't fuck with it.
Same. Fucked it's off. Garbage. Salmon. Don't fuck with it.
Yeah, I really usually don't. Garbage. Anywhere else, but in this scenario.
Yeah, it always. It's never looked good to me. It always looked like shit.
It's soaking.
Sesame
in
chicken
butter.
Has gotten God tier.
Yeah, I get that every damn time. Ice cream. Go to the top. Don't even think about it. Just put it up there. No debate.
Get the fucking swirls, dude.
Yeah, ooh, get the garbage twist. What? Which one? Spring?
Yep.
Where are you putting that? I think they're all right.
Spring rolls,
C. Yeah.
Steamed shrimp would be a C for me.
They're okay. All right.
Sushi, garbage. I've never had good sushi from.
It's usually buffet. Okay. I mean, it's usually like. They're going to put fucking whatever with cream cheese, and it's just, I don't know.
You want to do C just because it's okay?
I've been sitting out all day on ice.
Yeah. C, all right. And then, this is A to me. This is top tier. Sorry, this is God tier to me.
Yeah,
this is my favorite thing.
God tier,
it's my favorite thing of fucking all-timer.
And that's just, I mean, white rice can go B.
It's right in the middle.
And then that's wonton soup.
That's pretty good, but.
Yeah, it can be B.
Yeah. Now I'm going to get Chinese food. Thanks.
I was going to Texas Roadhouse, but I might get Chinese food.
Tea roadie on a Sunday, huh? That's what's up.
You're a fucking maniac.
Taking the family out, man. Going to say some yeehaws.
Still here.
Yeah. Yes, I am. Still coming back.
I'm mad as fuck. You're a goober.
Yeah, save that.
It's pissing people off.
That's another banger, man. There's really nothing to be mad about. I mean, Jell-O cubes are god tier.
Whatever.
Oh,
is that it? We're wrapping her up now. That's it. Monster list. Look at that shit.
It does make you kind of want some Chinese food too.
I do. I want sweet and sour like a motherfucker or sesame.
All right, I must have an explanation here. If they had the sliced bananas with that strawberry goo on it, that is god tier as well.
That was a goo? Must.
Well, anything Caesar, you're throwing up there. Is what it seems.
Hell like. Yeah, boy.
Oh yeah, you gotta stick. Gotta stick with it.
But I mean, most of them got that ice cream machine, or I don't know.
That's not broken.
Frozen yogurt. I don't know. That's like a staple.
The China one used to have wild shit. They'd have like strawberry and like some weird ass shit in their ice cream machine sometimes. Then they started just doing twist.
I'm such a fucking stoned, just fat fuck that I just rarely got dessert because I was just so fucking full.
I remember the one time, hypothetically, this happened. Everybody came to my house. They're off on the east side, and then we did some stuff. Then we went to China One.
Yeah. I mean, we were going to town except Young Wick, half plate.
I'm full.
That's how. That's funny because I think that's how we got to the Caesar story. Because we asked Dylan, "Would you eat more than one plate?" And he's like, "Of course, I'm gonna get my money's worth." I used to go with my dad and
go balling out.
Saying, so he used to call it Caesar. Like, what the fuck, Caesar?
Well, your first plate of dessert.
Call your dad on air once.
Yeah. that was such a goofy ass thing to do.
The Showgirls fucking radio commercial.
Yeah. I drive by that all the time. Yeah. It throws me. It's like in a strip mall. What a fitting place.
Where sometimes it's good to be bad.
And we can be very, very bad.
You're goddamn right they can, Ram.
Yeah, the thing is, it's probably some very unattractive woman doing that voice.
More than likely, but.
I hope so.
Before we do end off, I just want to give a quick shout out to our guy Flamingo Jackson. He just dropped his podcast, the 4-in-1 podcast, a few weeks ago on his YouTube channel, which I think is under his name Terrell Wright. So make sure you guys check that out. If you guys fucked with old Flamingo a few weeks ago when he was on with us, make sure you go show some support to him as well. But I think that'll wrap up episode 165. Like I said earlier, or I didn't say earlier, I was telling you guys, but next week for 166, we'll have a great friend of mine, long time, known him probably 25 years now, almost 30 probably, but my boy Nick Foley's going to come on, talk about his new business he started about a month or so ago. He's definitely got some words about our condiment tier list he wanted to get off his chest, and he'll definitely help us with next week's TSP tiers as well. So looking forward to that. And we'll have some stories from the big TSP trip, the second one we've made down to Jungle Gyms in Cincinnati to meet up with Ready Snack God and his crew. And then
hopefully have a vlog.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to figure some shit out on that. Post that on the YouTube and maybe try to put some together. On the TikTok side of things, it seems like that whole app is kind of in a world of flux right now because of the whole UMG. Is it UMG or whatever the music company is that they couldn't get an agreement with TikTok on licensing, so they wiped away like almost all the music. So
there's quite a few of them.
That guy Drew Walls, the one that like records himself going to Target and shit. Everyone's like, damn, he's fucked now because. He always records himself doing these like daily tasks to like Drake music. And he's gotten like, I mean, Drake just made a video about it and like all kinds of shit. So he was like on the come up and then the fucking come through and pull the plug.
Night. That's some bullshit, honestly.
Anyways, yeah, I'm going to try to put together some kind of video. I think that'll be cool. And I'm looking forward to taking a ride with the boys and my boy. So
bang, bang.
Looking forward to it, man. Should be good time, good week. And well, then we'll obviously, D'Lo will probably have some Super Bowl locks. And we'll probably share our Super Bowl menus. That's always a fun one to get into.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, I bid you adieu. D'Lo, you know what time it is.
Yes, sir. It's that time to wrap it up here on 165. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to be with you and be wherever you are listening to this show or watching this show that is on TSP, either at YouTube. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, the Tube. That is at Tube. TSP underscore 2019. You know, it's been an honor doing a podcast with you gentlemen. You know, it's a great time to catch up, stay in touch, and just talk some shop with you and all of you around the world. Have a wonderful week, my friends. Stay safe, and we'll catch you for 176. Deuces.